Hillary Clinton has achieved a historic milestone tonight. By the Associated Press's count, Clinton now has enough delegates to secure the Democratic nomination for president. She spoke a short time ago in Long Beach, California, and insisted she was looking forward to the primary there tomorrow.
According to the news, we are on the brink of a historic, unprecedented moment. But we still have work to do, don't we?
We want to go now to NPR's Tamara Keith in Long Beach, where Clinton wrapped up her event a short time ago. Hey there, Tamara, can you hear me?
Yeah, I am here, and I can hear you. I'm on the 405 now in the Clinton motorcade headed to her next event.
All right, on the campaign trail. We're also joined by NPR political editor Domenico Montanaro. Hey there, Domenico.
Hey there, Audie.
I want to go back to Tam for a minute because we heard just a little clip from Hillary Clinton earlier in an introduction. What else can you say about the reaction from her campaign?
Yeah, so that was basically all she said about it. And then she went on with her stump speech as per usual. The crowd was very excited about it, but it really was her standard stump speech. Her campaign manager, Robbie Mooks, has put out a statement. He says that this is an important milestone, but there are six more states voting Tuesday. They do not want people to think that this is over. They want people to get out and vote tomorrow. And so the campaign is doing its very best to downplay this while also acknowledging that it is a pretty big deal.
That's the campaign. But you also mentioned her supporters being excited, so they heard some of this news. What were the reaction from people at the event?
Well, some of them that I talked to were kind of nonplussed, like, of course she clinched the nomination. We were expecting this all along. It happened a little bit sooner than maybe people were expecting. But it's sort of a funny thing because in the political and news media world, we've all been looking at when this moment might happen. And for regular voters and regular supporters of Clinton, they knew it was going to happen. They could see that the finish line was near. And they just weren't as obsessed about exactly when it would happen.
Domenico, help us understand this delegate count. Why did she reach this milestone tonight?
Well, the AP went and re-canvassed a whole bunch of superdelegates, and they've been very thorough about doing this. And Hillary Clinton was widely expected to cross this threshold tomorrow night. Once polls closed in New Jersey, about 8 o'clock, she would likely be declared the presumptive nominee, which she is now. What happened was AP found 23 more superdelegates, these unpledged party leaders and elected officials who are willing to come out and publicly declare their support for Hillary Clinton tonight. So that's what makes this whole rush and change of timing, such a surprise, and what wound up putting Hillary Clinton over the finish line, and frankly, why Hillary Clinton wasn't prepared to do any kind of victory speech or anything, because they were all preparing for that tomorrow night.
As Tamara mentioned, there are six more states voting Tuesday. So, Domenico, I mean, what does this mean for tomorrow's contest? It's not like they're moot.
Well, right. And as Tam mentioned, Robbie Mook putting out that statement saying that they wanted all of the voters to go and vote. This is a big day tomorrow. I mean, it's 694 delegates, 475 of those at stake come from California. Huge state delegate tranche, as Bernie Sanders called it, the big enchilada. They want to win California. That's the bottom line. Both of these campaigns have been going toe-to-toe there, been doing a lot of campaigning, and the last thing they want to feel like is the rug's been taken out and there's not going to be an actual contest.
But you called it an enchilada. Do we have a number there, or like, why is that such a big deal?
It's the largest tranche of delegates throughout the entire contest. So they've got 475 at stake. It's about a tenth of all of the delegates at stake in the entire process. So think about the 57 states and territories that have voted in this contest. California is the biggie.
Tamara, I want to go back to you because over the last few days, the Sanders campaign has more than once uttered the phrase contested convention. So do you have any reaction from them tonight?
Indeed, I do. They're still talking about that. In a statement from Sanders spokesman Michael Briggs, he says, "It is unfortunate that the media, in a rush to judgment, are ignoring the Democratic National Committee's clear statement that it is wrong to count the votes of superdelegates before they actually vote at the convention this summer. Secretary Clinton does not and will not have the requisite number of pledged delegates to secure the nomination." So they are not pleased with the AP's call. Sanders, leading up to this, had been saying that the media shouldn't call it, that superdelegates shouldn't count.
Domenico, let's talk about this a little bit more, because the Sanders campaign has certainly talked about this being part of their plan, right? They've never they haven't always said, oh, it's about the pledged delegates. They've said it's about changing the minds of those superdelegates at the convention, which means California and other races tomorrow are very important to this strategy. Talk more about kind of this argument.
Well, they used to say the pledged delegates mattered until it was pretty much mathematically impossible for Bernie Sanders to win the majority of pledged delegates. And then suddenly the superdelegates started to matter more. Look, Hillary Clinton is going to be the nominee barring some unforeseen circumstance, and she's been put over that line now. Now, when it comes to superdelegates themselves and whether or not they should count, they have always counted in the past. These are people who have publicly declared coming out for that candidate. And I know a lot of Sanders supporters don't like to hear that argument. They don't like to acknowledge that because all of them will vote officially in July. We're not saying she's the official candidate. You can't say that someone is the official nominee at this point, because that's what will happen in July at the convention on both sides. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton now are both the presumptive nominees when they cross that line for the amount of delegates that you can project out that will vote for either of those candidates.
And just to stay with you for one more moment, is this the moment to talk about this as a milestone, especially for a female candidate?
I think undoubtedly. I mean, this is a major milestone, as the Clinton campaign said, but it is an historic moment. I mean, women didn't get the right to vote in this country until 1920, less than 100 years ago. And, you know, Tam can talk about the fact that there have been women at these events crying because of how important this is to them. And Hillary Clinton in the last few days talking about fathers being able to talk to their daughters about, you know, if you want to grow up to be president, you can. Of course, Hillary Clinton not president at this point, mm-hmm. but she on her way to being the presumptive to being the nominee for the Democratic Party. It is an important moment in American history, coming mm-hmm. out of the first African-American being president of the United States.
And we'll hear more of that reporting from Tamara and Domenico. Domenico Montanaro, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We also heard from NPR's Tamara Keith on the news that Hillary Clinton has now secured the Democratic nomination by the count of the Associated Press.